Known case of a person cured of AIDS. Here's a report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The second patient, who's now free of the HIV virus, is in London. Like the first patient, he developed a blood cancer, so when he needed a stem cell transplant, researcher Ravindra Gupta looked for a donor with a gene mutation that creates natural resistance to HIV.
An improbable event.
The London patient has gone 18 months without treatment.
Too early to say as to whether this is a cure or not.
But he says the stem cell transplants are so risky. The first patient who is HIV-free after a stem cell transplant for leukemia is Timothy Ray Brown of Seattle.
I'm so glad to have a family member added to my family.
Researchers writing in the journal Nature are hoping these two cases can open new doors for treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China's Premier Li Keqiang says his country faces a tough year ahead as China grapples with a slowing economy and the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. Li says there are steep challenges to meet. He was speaking to the National People's Congress, and VOA's Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
Li Keqiang told delegates about plans to cut taxes to boost the economy and focus on innovation. He also set Beijing's growth target for this year between 6 to 6.5%. The tone of Li's speech was sober, and he mentioned the phrase stabilize or stability more than 70 times. He talked about the need to stabilize the stock market, financial sector, unemployment, expectations, foreign and domestic investment, and of course, trade frictions with the United States.
That was VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have announced a wide-ranging investigation of President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
The list of